The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
The young guy on it, that was on the under-20s last year, he turned it up to me halfway through the game because we're too old. I was like...
he was back. You're his coach.
Tell me you dropped him.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The Olympic Show on OTB Sports with Indeed, proud partner of Team Ireland.
This is the Olympics show on OTB Sports, and for the third day in a row, we are celebrating a medal because Belfast's Aidan Walsh is through to the semi-finals of the welterweight division in the boxing, beating his Mauritius opponent, setting up a semi-final against Team GB's Pat McCormack this morning. And a reminder, we are bringing you the Olympics show every day here across the Olympics schedule. It's all with thanks to Indeed, who are proud partners of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games. Indeed believes the world works better when people unleash their true talents. Hashtag to follow is Talent Unleashed. Waiting on the line to speak to us, we have two of Team Ireland's boxers. That is Aidan Walsh's sister, Michaela Walsh, as well as Emmett Brennan, also of Team Ireland. First, though, let's hear from the man himself. Aidan Walsh speaking in the moments after securing his bronze medal, which could be upgraded, who knows, to a silver or gold in the days to come when he takes on Great Britain's Pat McCormack this Sunday.
Yep. He faces Ireland's Aidan Walsh. That's the way I'm looking at it. So it's just to get in there with a belief that you can beat anybody, the right tactics, the coaches, implementing what they're saying and just keep doing it and believing in myself.
Well, you came here with a dream of a medal for you and your big sister, Michaela.
Yep.
That wasn't to be for her, unfortunately. She was here. You could hear her shouting you on.
Oh, that's incredible. It's amazing. Me and my sister do everything together, like everything. All these coaches always just say, when we're doing, we're always with each other, always say, brother and sister, that's what sour noses by, brother and sister.
All the boys dream about to have that sister. I want to have that sister.
When I was younger, everyone was afraid of my big sister. It wasn't a big brother, it was a big sister.
You've got such a special bond.
It's incredible. It's my best friend. I'd do anything for her. She would do anything for me. We'll live and breathe this journey. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here because I wouldn't have stuck boxing out. When I was younger, running about the streets, she was the one pulling me in, saying, wind your neck in, seeing the talent I had. And it's amazing.
Yeah, and absolutely overjoyed Aidan Walsh there speaking to RT's Claire McNamara. Michaela Walsh and Emmett Brennan are with me now to speak. Michaela, before I ask you how all that felt over the last couple of hours, we need to get an update on Aidan as well, because he seems to have picked up a little bit of an ankle injury in the celebrations that followed that win this morning. Can you tell us how he is?
Aidan's 100%. You know, they call him the horse of the team. He's you want to see him on the track and in training, but he's all good. He's in good spurts. Spurts are high on the team, so he's just back recovering and ready to go on Sunday. Nothing new to Aidan. You know, he just obviously celebrating the win, but he wants bigger and better things, so no skin on his back.
So he just rolled the ankle when he was doing that little Michael Caruth jump in the centre of the ring afterwards, was it?
Yeah, just got a bit excited, but he's all good. He's ready and burned to go.
Good stuff. So I suppose going back to how it all felt, because you could see the joy on his face when the decision was announced in the centre of the ring, even though I think we all probably knew he had won, you could just see it in his face, what it meant to him. And even I saw you were tweeting this morning about, you know, how special a day it is for yourself and your family as well.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what the last few hours have been like?
I can't really describe it. It's a joy I've never felt before. You know, obviously Aidan, I've grew up with him my whole life and he's my best friend, but to see him win an Olympic medal is just something so special to me. And I say it's one of the greatest moments of my life, seeing him achieve that. It's just, I can't really describe the feeling. It's just, it's unbelievable. So it is.
And when you were beaten in your own fight on Monday, you said you would be there in the arena shouting loudest for Aidan over the course of his fight.
Yeah.
It's fair to say you lived up to your end of the bargain, because there were a couple of times this morning when the cameras went up to you and you were right up off your seat. You had the flag up above your shoulders and you were making as much noise as you could.
A lot of people know me for that. Even you can ask Emmett, no one wants to sit beside me or stand beside me when he's fighting. I'm like a different person, but I've totally calmed down a wee bit. But he's had that throughout his whole career. I've always been so supportive of him and just shouting in for him. I feel like it's something that I have to do, not only as a boss, but as a big sister. I feel like I have to support him in that way. But I think he enjoys it and he likes it, because if he didn't, he wouldn't be too far telling me off. But I know a few people just don't like to be around me when I get into that. But it's just amazing. So this.
Emmett, were you in the arena this morning?
Yeah, I was in the arena. It was a great performance from Aidan. He's, as Michaela said, he's a phenomenal athlete, and he always rises to the occasion. I think we're in probably the last 8 months. He's come on leaps and bounds, and if there's anyone that deserves an Olympic medal, it's Aidan. He's a great trainer. He's a great person.
And were you trying to keep a safe distance from Michaela to protect your eardrums?
Yeah, I was applying social distance. Yeah, I was
rigorously applying it. Rigorously applying it.
Yeah, I'd say maybe by multiplied by four. Now look, she supports him, and Aidan's, it's vice versa. Aidan does be screaming when Michaela is fighting. As you would, like, it's a bit different for us because we're teammates, but they're family as well. So there's a lot more on the line when your brother or sister is fighting. I couldn't imagine how nerve-wracking it is.
What are they like together, Emmett?
Yeah, they're best friends. Like what Aidan said in his interview after, he said, me and Michaela are best friends. And yeah, best friends. You can't really separate them when we're away. They're always together. Just like brother and sisters are. I think they probably motivate each other in terms of training. They're always with each other. They're always training together. They're always picking each other up. I'm sure Aidan had to pick Michaela up this week, and then vice versa. Yeah. Michaela had to motivate Aidan. So yeah, they really are. They're a team together.
Have you been speaking to many people at home so far today, Michaela? What's the mood like back there?
Oh, everyone's buzzing. You know, it's not only Aidan's dream, but my family's dream, and my family have seen Aidan and his ups and his downs, and it's just to see the support from back at home. I can't wait to get home and see everyone. Like, it's just, I feel like I've won, so I do, in a way. And because Aidan's success is my success, so I just can't wait to get home and share the moment with all my family.
Yeah, like, it must have been a massive boost for him, I imagine, as well. And for you, too, over the course of the last week or two when you're preparing for this, that obviously pretty much nobody else is going to be able to have their family over there, or the, you know, their close loved ones there with them in the camp as well. But for yourself and for Aidan as well, that's something you've been able to have. You've been able to have that close family member and that family support right beside you throughout.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it would be the same back at home. Me and Aidan, it's just because we're here, it's not the only reason that we'll always be together back at home. It's the same. We're best friends. We do everything together. We share the same hobbies, and we're very close-knit family. So obviously to have that in Tokyo has been brilliant, because everyone on the team has sacrificed a lot. And obviously when you're away, you can get a little bit of homesick. So to have Aidan with me away, I feel like it's having like a bit of home with me. So it keeps me calm, and it motivates me every day. You know, some days you're getting up, you're tired and you're sore from training. And obviously after I lost, I could have been in a very dark place, and Aidan helped pick me up, and I couldn't be sad because I wanted to motivate him. You know, just because I lost, I obviously wanted Aidan to go on and do better things than me. And I've always said it from day one that he was a special talent. And people say because of what I've won, I'm the better boxer, but I've always said Aidan's miles ahead of me, so he is, and he's proven that now in the world stage.
On the fight itself this morning, so like, for those of us who were watching it here at home, it seemed after the first round that he was looking relatively comfortable with what his opponent was throwing at him. His movement was excellent. He was avoiding everything and just picking off those couple of crucial punches here or there. And obviously he's up on all the scorecards after the first. He took the second on 3 of the 5 cards. So for us watching at home, it all felt relatively comfortable for him. What were you feeling throughout those first couple of rounds? Were you able to see it like that, or were you so emotionally invested in it?
Yeah, it's hard to sort of see, because at the end of the day, no matter what way he boxes, I just want him to win. So I actually watched the back there earlier on, and I felt he boxed amazing. He was, you know, it's the biggest fight of his life, the securing Olympic medal, and he just dealt with the pressure so well. You know, it's a lot of pressure on him. So this, especially, like, he wanted the medal so bad, and especially with me not winning the medal, he wanted it even more for the both of us. So getting in there, there was a lot of pressure on him, but what they say is pressure makes diamonds, and that's what Aidan is a diamond, and he's only getting better and better. You know, he only came on to the high performance in 2019, I think it was. So he hasn't even had an Olympic cycle with the coaches, and look at what he's achieved. You know, he's only 24 years of age, and he's getting better each fight, and he'll get better again the next fight. That's what I believe.
And Emmett, how impressed were you, purely from a technical point of view, with how Aidan did today?
Yeah, look, unless you're an elite boxer, you're not really going to get near Aidan. He's, as Michael just spoke about, his technical skills, his reflexes, his distance, it's second to none. And as you said, he's only 24. He can go on, he can improve his medal from a bronze, a silver, a gold, but he still has another cycle in him. He's nowhere near his peak. By the time Paris comes around, he's going to be an exceptional athlete. But he already is an exceptional athlete. So I'm 2 weights above him. I inspired him in the past, and I'm throwing punches at air. He's impossible to hit. So unless you're at the top of your game, you don't have a chance against him.
Yeah.
And I thought his performance today was brilliant. So we get the results after each round. So I knew after the second round, he couldn't really be beaten unless he either got points took off him or an absolute disastrous round, which is never going to happen because he always has his eye on the ball. And he does. The thing about Aidan is, the public only see the performance. They don't see everything that we do on training. He's the ultimate high-performance athlete. He does everything perfect. His nutrition is perfect. His sleep is perfect. He lives the game, and when you live a life like that, you'll get rewards for it, and it's well deserved and delighted for him.
Michaela, to go back on what Emmett just said there, he's the ultimate high performance athlete. What sort of a compliment is that to hear about your brother?
What Emmett said, that's what he is. You know, he lives a life. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He goes to bed early. He does everything that he needs to do. You know, there's and everyone in the team does it. We all wouldn't be here in this team. For the 7 of us to qualify was unbelievable. You know, a lot of people were saying bad stuff about the Irish team before the qualifiers, and for the 7 of us to qualify, you know, not only are they a top athlete, we all are, to even be an Olympian is a phenomenal achievement in itself, and we all have the same mindset, so we do. You know, we wouldn't be here if we didn't have that mindset, so I feel like everyone in this team is up there at that level.
And over the next few days then, are you still part of preparing Aidan and preparing Kelly Harrington and Kurt Walker for their fights coming up? Are you still there in the camp and they're training every day with them to make sure that they're in as good a shape as they can be come fight time?
Yeah, we're there with the whole team, you know, whatever they need. If we can help that 1%, we want to be there, you know. We basically live with each other when we're in Dublin. We're training Monday to Friday, so it's like a family, so it is, do you know what I mean? So I'm rooting for Kelly and Kurt. I believe they can go all the way as well. So there's not only one medal coming home, I believe it's going to be 3.
And Emmett...
100%.
Emmett,
go ahead.
What is your role? What is your role then over the next couple of days, specific in terms of training? Is it sparring? Is it just making sure everybody has everything they need, that you're kind of just there in the gym with them to assist them, or are you training as you normally would?
Yeah, so I'm not training now because I'm out of competition. You find me off on the dining hall eating. I won't be training. But we're here to support because boxing's a lonely sport. You're in the ring for 9 minutes and then you have so much time to think about the fight. The lads and girls have fights coming up. So we're basically just here to support them, help them. If they need anything, if they need a little bit of company, they have us. But all the sparring is done. They don't need any more sparring. If they need to go on the jog and lose weight, we'll do that with them. But we're mainly here just for moral support and basically to help them grow over the line. So right now, the little 1% is they all do add up and they help. And that could be the difference in getting an athlete over the line. So the likes of Michaela went home now, I'm sure Aidan would be bleeding if you're up the wall. So you have to keep the other boxers that's fighting happy. and they're probably happy I'll win a bigger squad like the rest of us here.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, Michaela, go ahead. Hmm. Were you about to speak there?
No, I'm just agreeing with what Ahmed's saying, yeah. Hmm.
So, this semi-final on Sunday morning, 4 a.m. Irish time Sunday morning, Aidan's going to be going up against Pat McCormack of Team GB. Michaela, what are, if Aidan is fit and good to go and that ankle is holding up and he's able to bounce around the ring just as he was, 8, 9, 10 hours ago, what are his chances of increasing that potential bronze medal to either a gold or a silver?
He's in 100% in the right mind frame. You know, even I think like the other day, Kurt Walker showed it. He was in with the number one seed, and look at the performance he had. You know, it's a belief. He believes he can do it. You know, I know he's very familiar with Pat, but I believe this is Aidan's time, and he can achieve whatever he wants. Like, just Kurt's performance against the number one seed just proved that. Like, and I think even as a teammate watching that was inspiring. Watching Kurt do that, you know, he beat the gold medal favourite, and it shows you that just because you're a favourite doesn't mean you're guaranteed to win. And Aidan will leave everything in the ring that he has to do. So I fully believe in him, and he fully believes, which is the most important thing.
How familiar would he be with McCormack?
Oh, well, he's fought him 3 times, and then GB were over in a training camp there a few months ago. So they had a lot of sparring in that there. So they know each other inside out. So it's up to the coaches. Obviously have the tactics spot on, and the coaches have been phenomenal, not only in this tournament but in every tournament. You know, any tactics they give you, if you implement them, you're guaranteed to win. So we are the best coaches in the world, and I truly believe that. And if they give Aidan the game plan and he sticks to it, there's no reason that his hand won't get raised in victory.
I do want to get into both of your own stories in just a moment. First though, Emmett, from yourself, you spoke about Aidan's qualities as a trainer and as a high performance athlete. What are his skills in the ring itself?
Technically, he's a genius. His reflexes are frightening. So as I said, I'm 2 weights above him, and I sparred him. I just hit air. It's like the second if you telegraph a punch, he's out of the way. His footwork is unbelievable. His hand speed is unbelievable. He has everything, especially in amateur boxing, where you sort of need to be up on your toes, you need to be fast, you need to be in and out. There's no really better person than Aidan to do that. So he's had to get in, like, so he's a medal at the Commonwealths now, the Europeans, and the Olympics, the biggest one of all, guaranteed a medal. That itself says how good he is. And as Michaela mentioned earlier, he's only on the high performance 2 years. He hasn't reached his peak yet. He's probably going to go on to be one of the best amateurs this country has ever seen. He's technically very, very gifted.
Wow. High praise indeed. I do want to ask you about your own stories, because Emmett in particular, your story has kind of captured the nation a lot in recent days. People would have empathised with the vulnerability you showed when you were speaking on TV afterwards, talking about the sacrifices you've made to get to the Olympic Games and the disappointment you had after being beaten. What have the last few days been like since you've had the time to kind of decompress all of this?
Yeah, so for me, like, it's still going, so I still can't bring myself around to get back to people. I've gotten back to my family, and that's just about it. So friends and other people that text me, I haven't got back to them yet. I will over the next few days. It's gutting, because I suppose your whole life revolves around getting to the Olympics. Everything you do revolves around the Olympics, and you basically create your environment to suit yourself best to getting into this situation. And then now you're over here, and although we're part of a team, we're knocked out of the competition. For me, it is gutting, but you also have to be a realist at the same time. I haven't had much success at international before getting here, so getting here is a success story in itself, and I'll probably be a few months down the line when I actually look back and realise I have lived the dream.
Talk to us about the sacrifices you had to make to get here, because we heard about how you'd kind of dropped out of boxing for a little while and came back into it in your 20s, and you know, it was a long journey to make it to your first Olympic Games at the age of 30.
Yeah, it's like, look, we all make sacrifices. There's no one here that hasn't made a sacrifice to get here. So no different to any of the other people on the team. But I suppose what I lack compared to the other people is, to, like, being frankly honest, I'm not as good as them. So I have to make up in other ways. And the other ways that I make up in is just being, look, we're all hard working, but like, I have to give me all every time I get into a ring. I have to, whereas the others rely probably on a little bit more talent, I rely on a little bit more heart and just constant pressure. But in terms of sacrifices, it'd be the same as Michaela. Like, we sacrifice social life, we sacrifice work life, we sacrifice going out and building a career. Yeah, the same as what the rest of the lads and girls are doing. It's not easy. Like, it's a different, like, to be an athlete, it's, yeah, leaving yourself a little bit vulnerable. So we don't have the security of having a job and having a good wage coming in. So we get paid off how well we do. And if you're not doing that well over the space of 2 or 3 years, you'll see your funding won't be there.
And like, on the funding, you'd mentioned you to take out loans in the past to help fund yourself, and some, you know, very kind natured people set up a GoFundMe without realizing, you know, that money had been cleared. And it, like, was it heartwarming to see people step up, people you'd know, like, you've never met before, complete strangers, stepping up to, you know, out of the kindness of their heart, try just give you something to help you along, even though, you know, in the end, everything had been sorted out?
Yeah, look, it is heartwarming, but, like, for me, what I was just saying to the lads, it's like, stuff on the internet can just grow legs and walk. Like, so, as I said, that loan was paid back. Well, it was, the money was given to me in the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks to pay back, and people don't realise that. But it is great that you have so much people that I don't even know. So, the guys, we're 8 hours ahead, so that GoFundMe was set up when I was asleep. And I woke up and I was like, what the hell? I was very, very embarrassed at the time, because I knew the loan was paid off. And then you have people like some people are putting €100 into it. And I was like, Jesus Christ, these people are putting the hard work money into something that's already paid off. So I was just, and then I didn't know who set it up. So I actually didn't know whether it was a scam or not. And I was terrified, to be honest. Like, it cost me an awful lot of stress, but it was all done out of good faith, and I am very, very, very thankful for it.
Michaela, when you see, like, the generosity of just the fans of Team Ireland who've been sitting there watching on their TVs and seeing how much it's meant to you, and seeing how disappointed the Irish athletes have been, not just Emmett as well, but yourself, and we saw some incredibly passionate interviews with the likes of Liam Jagu in the canoeing, and Ben Fletcher only the other day in judo. Like, it shows how much the Irish people probably care about Team Ireland as well.
The support is unbelievable. You know, they always say the Irish supporters are the best in the world, and they are just people you don't even know, like, giving you the support. It's unbelievable. And you feel the nation supporting you, like, win, lose, or draw, like, they're loyal. Like, because after my fight, you have people saying I'm proud of you, and you're saying, why are you proud of me? I lost. But you just brought, like, too much hope to the nation. And I think especially after last year being such a hard year, people have really got behind us and supported us no matter what the result.
For yourself, Michaela, obviously you suffered a disappointment a few days ago as well. How have you reflected on it over the last few days?
You know, it's been tough. I came here to become not only a medalist, but a gold medalist, and I fully believed that within my ability. And it was just in the day. I watched the fight back. I was very happy with my performance. It was a very close fight, and just, it was her day, you know. I'll be clapping for her until it's my time. It's her time now. My time will come. I still have an Olympic champion mindset. I believe in my ability that I can go all the way, and that belief won't change from that decision. That decision doesn't define me as a boxer or as a person. And, you know, I believe bigger and better things are ahead. I just just how you deal with it. You know, it's easier to be down on yourself, but obviously with Aidan and the rest of the teammates fighting on, you just sort of have to stay upbeat for them. But it is what it is. It's boxing at the end of the day. Boxing is only a sport. There's so much more to life than boxing. But I'm very proud of my performance, and I'm proud to be an Olympian, something I've always dreamed of most of my life since I started boxing. I wanted to become an Olympian, an Olympic champion, and that's something I'm still striving to do.
And you won't have to look far for inspiration as well over the course of the next 3 years. It's going to be there at home.
Exactly, yeah. You know, I said to Aidan, I'm actually going to gonna keep his medal in my bedroom just for a bit of inspiration. But he said he'd cut it in half if he could. So, no, but his success is my success. I feel him win the medal is like me win the medal. You know, I would almost give up my success for his success. That's how much it means for me, for him to achieve his dream. So, no, I'm just immensely proud of him, and I pray he can go all the way.
And like the flip side of having the 2020 games delayed by a year is that all of a sudden you're now into a 3 year cycle rather than a 4 year cycle, and you know, yeah. 2023 or 2024, sorry, in Paris doesn't really feel too long away anymore.
No, I think the qualifier is only about 18 months away, so there's not much time, you know. And the World Championships, I think, at the end of this year, but I'm just looking forward to going home and taking a break. You know, all of us have put in so much to get here, and we all need a good break, so I'm looking forward just to go home and enjoy a bit of downtime, and then I'll regroup and be back at the end of the year.
Emmett, have you had a chance to think about the future? I think you're 30 years old. Is Paris 2024 something on your horizon?
Look, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm looking into opening my own business at two, so that's probably going to be my main focus over the next month. In terms of boxing, I'm definitely going to stay boxing 100%. And look, I sort of feel like I have unfinished business at the Olympics, so it is definitely a possibility staying on till Paris, but I suppose I won't make that decision until probably October, I'd say. I'm gonna, as Michaela said, we all need a little bit of downtime. So when I get back from here, I'm going to take 2 or 3 weeks, just complete downtime, relax. And then the next 5 to 6 weeks, I'll decide which way I'm going to go with my boxing career. But I'm definitely still going to be boxing, because I've got some buzz off the support that we've gotten back home. Like, it's unbelievable. And like, it's not that like we don't get the support. Like, obviously the Olympics is a big highlight, and like, we're getting like tons and tons of support. We wouldn't normally get the same response year to year, but I am feeding off that, and I definitely don't want to step away from the game.
What's the business you're getting into? You can give it a big plug here now.
Can I give it a plug? Yeah. So I work in a gym, so I'm basically going to go into like an online fitness program. So I'm going to be launching that within the next month when I get back. And I'm hoping that like people seeing the honesty in me, and they might come and work with me as well. So that's where I'm going to focus my attention on the next month. And then I said after that, we'll go in and look at what I'm going to do with boxing.
I do want to get both of your thoughts on our remaining boxers as well, Kelly Harrington and Kurt Walker, because they've also got big medal opportunities coming up in the next few days. It was a great start for Kelly this morning, Michaela. She just looked so tuned in for what was her Olympic debut, and put herself into the last eight of the lightweight division with relative ease in the end.
Unbelievable performance. Her composure is phenomenal. She's just so gifted. And that opponent she fought was very, very good. She's a very good Italian actor. But just Kelly's just a different level. So she's, and obviously going into the next fight now, her confidence is going to be sky high. So she just looks one fight at a time. But she had a long wait, so she did. Like, I felt sorry for her. She had to wait a long time. But it was worth the wait. Her performance was phenomenal. And I just think she's going to keep getting better and better.
Is she the one to beat in that lightweight division?
100%. And it doesn't matter if she's number one seed or not. That means nothing to her. She doesn't really care about that. You know, she just focuses on herself and her performance. She's in great spirits. She's feeling great. I think she's even got better from the last tournament she was at. You know, she just keeps improving all the time. And me and her will be main sparring partners in Dublin, so we know each other inside and out. And just to see her perform at that level is phenomenal. She's a phenomenal athlete.
Emmett, it's incredible to think that we went from, what, 10, 15 years of Katie Taylor dominating women's lightweight boxing, and all of a sudden Katie moves on to the professional game and upsets Kelly Harrington into the breach and seems to have taken it on pretty easily.
Yeah, like, and look, it's not only Kelly. Like, there's a team of girls there that's all capable of doing excellent things. We probably have one of the strongest women's squads in the world, but Kelly is exceptional. I'm not going to put too much pressure on that, but I'm very, very confident that she'll come home with a gold medal.
Yeah, and I know you say you don't want to put too much pressure on her, but like she has never seemed to be someone who would struggle with that pressure also.
No, if you look at how consistent she's been on the big stage throughout the last 4 to 5 years, she's probably unrivaled anyone from Ireland anyway. Like, she's what? I think she has world silver, world gold. She got European gold last month. And now we're in one fight of getting a bronze at the Olympics. She always rises to the occasion. She'd be top of the pile for me, and it wouldn't be a surprise to me if she comes home with a gold medal.
Would you go along with that thinking, Kelly? Or
100%.
Michaela, I'm calling you Kelly.
No, 100%, I believe that too. He'd be shocked if she wasn't. And that's not putting pressure on her. That's how much I believe in her ability. She's just, she's a special, special talent who she is.
And similar to Aidan and the rest was, Kelly lives the life and she does everything right. So it's, she doesn't leave anything. Like, there's no excuses there. She gives her all every time. She gives her all in training. Her preparation is unrivaled. So she's done everything to give herself the best chance. And if the best Kelly Harrington turns up on the day, nobody beats her.
And as you mentioned, Emmett, on Twitter only a couple of days ago, a proud inner city dub on top of it as well.
Yeah, so me and Kelly, we live only a few minutes away from each other. We've boxed in the same club for maybe 6 or 7 years. And how the whole community have got behind both of us is unbelievable. It does touch your heart. Like, when you're away from home, you don't actually see, obviously we have social media, but you don't actually realise the effect that it has on people and how much they do get behind us. It is unbelievable. And look, they're going to be proud whether you win or lose, but as I said, I can't see Kelly getting beaten.
And on to Kurt then. It's going to be a really interesting half an hour, 45 minutes on Sunday morning, because he's up at 3:30 Sunday morning, which is probably about just over half an hour before Aidan's semi-final. The fact, Emmett, that he went out and he beats such a high contender means that featherweight division has pretty much opened up in front of him now, and he's kind of created a path for himself to go on and challenge for a medal.
Yeah, and I suppose similar to Kelly, Kurt turns up on the big stage, he's European champion. He, talent-wise, he's unbelievable. But in this tournament, I've seen a switch in him. I've never seen him as focused. I've never seen him doing the right thing all the time. His weight is good, and similar to Kelly, he has no excuses. And although he was fighting the world number one the other day, I woke up that morning unbelievably confident that he was going to win. I had no doubt in mind that he was going to win. I think the whole team had the exact same feeling. Like, it was not one bit of a surprise though, was that he won that fight. And look, he has America next. I think he's done a few rounds sparring with him. And again, I cannot see him being beaten. He's in a different mindset than where he's been previously. I think it's going to take a very, very good performance to beat him. And I don't think the American has what it takes to get one over him.
And Michaela, if that happens, it could set up one of the greatest hours Irish boxing might be seeing.
Unbelievable. I think I'm saying that's the best Kurt Walker I've ever seen. He just different focus this time, you know, and I feel like he gets a lot of strength from his daughter being born. he's like a new man in a way, and his dream is to become an Olympic champion, and it's there for him. Like you said, he set up a new pathway. Like that performance there the other day was phenomenal. I can't see anyone beating him after that. He's like a new person. He stepped up another level. So he has, like, he's already European champion, but he stepped up another level again, and I believe he can go all the way as well.
Emmett Brennan and Michaela Walsh, thanks a million for joining us on the Olympic show here on Off the Ball.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That is the Olympic show here on OTB Sports, coming to you every day across the games, all with thanks to Indeed, who are proud to support Team Ireland at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. Indeed believes the world works better when people are given the opportunity to unleash their true talents. The hashtag to follow is Talent Unleashed.
The Olympic show on OTB Sports with Indeed, proud partner of Team Ireland.